Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
I have two charges on my bank statement for $94.90 from your company that I didn't order, and I have not received anything for them.
Okay, let me see here.
I had ordered two sample bottles where you only had to pay the shipping, $6.95, on April 4th, but the $94.90 charges are from April 14th.
Gotcha. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
30582.
30582. Thank you. And what was that first and last name again, ma'am?
Cheryl Withers.
Thank you. And verify that shipping address for me.
3704 North Meadow Circle, Young Harris, Georgia.
Thank you. Alrighty, I do see here where you had our, let me see here, our keto trim. All right. Looks like here you started a trial for this. This is an all-natural product. It does help out with reducing your appetite. You started the trial. It looks like you never canceled the account.
That didn't say that I was subscribing to it. It said that I could get a bottle for $6.95.
Right.
I would never pay $95 for a bottle of pills.
All right. $6.95, ma'am, that's for the shipping and handling.
Right. It said that there was a free trial. All you had to pay was shipping.
Right. That it is free trial. All you pay is shipping during the trial. That is correct. Yes, ma'am. It just seems like you never cancel it before the trial. Yeah, the cancel.
I didn't know that it was a subscription. I thought it was just a one-time order. That's all I wanted, just to try it. And if it wasn't a trial, then what's the $94.94? The next
that's for the
next
full,
bottles?
That's the full retail price of the product. Because during the trial, it's free.
You mean I would have had to send back the pills if I didn't like them?
Just said I had to cancel the account.
When did they tell you that?
They let you know that right beside me, into your card information, and you have to check and agree to it.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, ma'am, we have to.
Because I'm very careful. I'm very careful about what I check off.
Well, yes, ma'am, if you didn't check
regardless,
it off.
Regardless, I'm going to tell my bank not to pay that. So y'all can do whatever you want, but I'm not paying $94.90. If you want me to return the products, I haven't even opened one of the bottles yet. I will do that. But I'm not paying $100 a bottle for some pills that don't even work. The one that I have tried, I've been taking it for a week. And it hasn't done anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you didn't order or open the product.
I said I didn't open one of them. I got two
okay.
bottles. Two different things.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I was on that trial. Seems like you didn't cancel it. I mean, as a courtesy for you, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the charge.
No, you will not charge me for it.
Yes, ma'am, that is what it was agreed to charge you if you do not cancel the account, ma'am.
You send me the form where I said I would pay that.
if
because there's no way I would have done that.
Yes, ma'am. The form is saying, I mean, it's right beside when you get to your car. We're saying I'm agreeing to be 18 years older. I agree to after the trial. I do agree to be charged. That's something you have to check and agree to before you can process the trial product.
Do you have a copy of that?
You can go to the website and see that information, ma'am.
I want to see where I checked off that I agreed to that.
If you didn't check
off, because I don't believe I did.
If you didn't check off, ma'am, we wouldn't be talking because you wouldn't have got the product.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I'm not paying for it. So who do I have to talk to besides you?
Well, you are talking to customer support, ma'am.
Yes. There's got to be somebody in that company higher up than you.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, I'd like their number.
Would I not be able to assist you, ma'am?
You might be able to assist me.
I said, would I not be able to assist you, ma'am?
Well, apparently you're not going to assist me because you said I couldn't get my money back. So I want to talk to somebody that can help me.
I just provided you a 35% refund of the charge.
I don't want a 35% refund of something I didn't agree to.
Okay, ma'am. Saying you didn't agree to it, you wouldn't have ordered the product. If you didn't order the product, ma'am, I understand if you maybe just signed up for the information. You know, you didn't read the information, just checked it. That's understandable. But saying you didn't order the product, ma'am, you do have to check and agree to it before you can even pay the shipping and handling. So you do have to check this information before you pay the shipping and handling, ma'am. So
I want to talk to somebody else. Will you give me a number?
There's no number to give you, ma'am. I'll get you transferred over.
Thank you.
No problem. Provide me a few seconds, please. I'm still here, ma'am. Just notating the account. Just bear with me, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm transferring you over now. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.